This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome to the Cullen Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in companies' profile. Now, the Cullen Economics Report.
Welcome in. You are listening to the weekend edition of the KE Report. I'm your host for the first hour, Corey Fleck, and I want to thank everybody, first of all, in Canada for tuning in on this long weekend, Canada Day, coming up on July 1st, as well as next week we have July 4th, Independence Day in the U.S. A very happy holiday to everybody out there, and again, a big thank you for everyone who is tuning in. In the first couple segments, we are going to be talking more resources, and in the fourth segment, we're going to be talking more global and even some U.S. more macro picture in terms of investing. Kicking off today's show, I am chatting with David Erfley. He is the founder and editor of the Junior Miner Junkie newsletter. And David, you just got back from a site visit in the Yukon. It's a long site visit, about a week long, where you visit a number of different projects. I was invited, but due to my new daughter, I didn't want to take a full week away, but that's why I get to chat with you and get your recaps. Let's first talk about the Yukon overall. Some of the concerns with the Yukon is, A, it's expensive to work in. B, you can only really get to some of the sites and do the exploration work through a very small time window over summer. And C, there just isn't quite the infrastructure there that you see in some of the better known mining jurisdictions. What's your overall comment on the opportunities available in the Yukon?
Yeah, the opportunity is there, but as we've talked about before, you just have to have more patience, you know, as far as being a speculator in these things is concerned, because most of them are seasonal. Right now, you know, with a lot of these juniors being sold off, a few of them are really good entry points. But as far as the jurisdiction is concerned, you can't find a more pro-mining friendly jurisdiction, really. I mean, the First Nations, the government, the mining companies, you know, they're all on the same page. They all want responsible mining in the Yukon, and they all want it for the economy. And there's 14 First Nation groups there, and all of them are pro-mining, and they're all on board with bringing mining companies into the region as long as they do it in a responsible manner. And since it is such a pristine area as far as environment is concerned, you know, things are done with care, and they take a little while longer, but they will get done. And there is still a lot of gold in the Yukon. Like I said, you just need to be a little more patient with some of these Yukon plays.
So I think the geology and some of the opportunities in terms of more or less underexplored areas up in the Yukon are what attract some investors, but I think you need to take a slightly different strategy when you are investing in a lot of these companies, because again, A, there just isn't the infrastructure there to bring assets on into production as quickly as it is in some other areas. Plus, you have that shortened drill season. When it comes down to that investing strategy, how do you balance out kind of time-wise seasonality factors in terms of news flow and the fact that when you do make a discovery, it's not a straightforward path to production?
Right, exactly. It's just, you know, if you're invested in an early stage exploration play, if they do make a major discovery and the stock pops, it's good to take some off the table right away because of those things you just mentioned. So and then if you're able to get your original investment out of something in the Yukon, do it when you can, and then you could basically hold your free position. It's easier to hold your free position that way. That's a really good way to play it. As far as production stories, there are a few. The Victoria Gold Mine, the Victoria Eagle Mine, is being built right now, and it should be in commercial production by Q4 of 2019, I believe. And I think the first pour is Gold 3 and commercial production is Q4 of 2019. But in that one, you have a share structure issue where the share structure has really been blown out for them to get the financing to build this mine. So you got to watch things like this also, you know, like things like share structure in a stock, especially when they're going into production like this. Because first of all, you know, when companies are going into production, when companies are building the mine, the stock is lagging. And like I said, the dilution really has hurt the share price. But that being said, the mine is very good for the region. It's very good for the Yukon. There's a small town of Mayo, which is about 85 kilometers away from the mine. And that town is booming because of the construction of the mine. So things like that, you know, are things to be aware of.
It is true. And you know what? Even the Canadian government has taken a more positive light to getting some development done up north in general. So as that all progresses, I do see a better scenario for these companies. But you do need to really be on the ball when it comes to trading the stocks and realize that they go through these times of slow news. And again, they make a discovery that stock very likely does pull back at some time afterwards. Let's talk about some of the companies that caught your eye when you were visiting. As I said, over that week, you visit about 6 or 7 different projects. Can you share with us some of the standout companies, please?
Sure. I really like Klondike Gold Corp, and I am a shareholder in that. I have been a shareholder for a while. Last year, I pretty much got the same tour from CEO Peter Tallman as I got this time. It's just it's a great story, and he's a great storyteller. And the project is only about a 20-minute drive outside of Dawson. The Lone Star project, he's basically proven that it is the hard rock source of the alluvial gold that was taken out of the Klondike over 120 years ago. And he's proved that, and now he's going to be drilling some more. And the company is cashed up for the next 2 years. And they have a really tight share structure. They have a strong shareholder base. I think there's 7 billionaires that own the stock, including Eric Sprott and Frank Giustra. The retail float is around 45-50%, I believe. And the story is global. You know, everybody knows about the Klondike Gold Rush. I mean, they even teach it in Germany in the schools. So once a bull market comes back, if they have this story on their side, and he's already proven that he's found the source and he's able to prove up a big resource there, the stock could really move.
All right. Now, there is one stock that we cover that is exploring up in the Yukon that is exploring for zinc. That is Fireweed Zinc. I interviewed Brandon McDonald just late this last week. So if anybody wants that updated interview, just go check out our website at kereport.com. Listen to that posting on Friday. What did you think of spending some time on that Fireweed site?
Yeah, that was great. That was the only site I actually got to get my boots on the ground at. Everything else, I flew overhead. And if listeners will read my review on Kitco Post today, you'll see how they partnered with the Yukon Geological Survey and had us follow above with iPads with geological information and GPS system on top. It was pretty cool. And but the Fireweed project is very interesting because the geology there is so much different than the rest of the Yukon, and the project looks very, very good. I speak with Brandon every time I see him. It's one that I missed, and it's one that I wanted to get in, but it just kept running away, and I learned a long time ago never to chase a junior. So I've been watching the stock. It is coming close to a good entry point, I think, here. They released a very good PEA recently. They cashed up recently. They raised about $11 million in about 48 hours, and the share structure is still very tight, and this one looks really good.
All right, David, I appreciate your comments and recapping what you saw while in the Yukon. I know it's a very interesting site visit. In the meantime, if anyone has any follow-up questions for any of the companies that we mentioned, please be sure to email me. In the meantime, stick around for the very next segment where we get a company update from Osisko Metals.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.alcorlin.com. www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Fire your stockbroker and hire yourself. I'm Scott Bauer, and I've been a professional trader for over 25 years. I've traded for Goldman Sachs and was the first Amazon market maker at the Chicago Board Options Exchange. I'm also the CEO here at Prosper Trading Academy, the leading educational firm teaching people how to trade the markets. For a limited time, I'm giving away one of my favorite secret trading techniques used by thousands of our students every day to help build their financial future. To learn this technique right now, call my 24/7 voicemail and just leave your email address. I'll email you my free trading technique right away. Just call 1-800-228-2155. This is the very information my students use every day to invest in their financial future. Again, call 1-800-228-2155 in the next 30 minutes and leave your email address on my voicemail. That's 1-800-228-2155. Call 1-800-228-2155.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back. Continuing to listen to the first hour of the weekend edition of the KE Report. In this segment, we are getting a company update from Osisko Metals. Osisko Metals is traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol OM. Also on the Frankfurt Exchange under the symbol OB5. I'm now including a few more Frankfurt symbols for all of our German listeners. I am chatting with the president and CEO, Jeff Hussey. Jeff, I want to follow up on a couple of questions that have come in over the past week from some of our listeners. These listeners clearly very knowledgeable on some of the old work that had been done on this Pine Point property. You've been issuing very consistent results, I think very impressive results too, out of Pine Point pretty much for the last 2 to 3 months. But now we're going to drive down into some of these details that our listeners wanted you to address. The first one deals with some water issues in the past at the Pine Point project. These issues were kind of addressed in prior companies, but now the question was, how is Osisko dealing with some of the potential pump costs as well as overall the makeup of the resource that they are exploring here to address these water issues and really put them behind you?
Yeah, thanks, Corey. Well, to start, I'd like to remind everyone that the Cominco Mining Camp, Pine Point, produced over 20 years from a series of 50 pits, most very shallow. Some encountered water, but they were successfully produced over the mine life. At the end of the mine life, there was one pit in particular where they had a grout curtain, which was new technology they were trying, which failed, and it was the last place that they were producing from. So they had to pump faster to get the water table down. And that could be addressed by simple mine planning. Of course, if you need to pump, there's water management. But we've looked at this problem, and we feel it's manageable. We are looking at the East Mill Zone area where we're reporting our results at above 50 meters. Those pits are essentially dry. So that's where we would be starting in the scope of the feasibility that we're planning. The East Mill Zone would be pretty well dry. Phase two is in the Central Zone. There is some water in that area, but it is manageable, and it's just another operational component. And sometimes what you have to do is move the pumps in before you produce. But in the case of when they had the grout curtain, they were in a reaction mode, and that was at the end of the mine life. When there was several things going on at that time, it was a low-price zinc cycle. And Cominco had Red Dog on the horizon. It was in a startup mode with Red Dog, and due to the low price cycle, higher fixed costs, the hauling from further from the mill than ever before at that time, and the cost associated to supporting the Pine Point mine, those were the several variables that led to the closure of the mine. And they moved on to Red Dog, which is the world's largest zinc mine in Alaska. So that's where Cominco aimed to go. And as far as on the water, as I say, we've looked at it. It's an operational component that we'll be able to manage.
So water is really one of those things that you need to address early on to make sure that you have it under control, but you can do many different operational aspects to deal with this water. And that kind of plays into that 2017 PEA where pumping costs were taken into account. So as long as you know and have a reasonable expectation for these pumping costs, all you have to do is plan for them, correct?
Yeah, the costs are manageable. We've looked at the PEA. We've also done our own benchmarking, and we feel that it is manageable and within the OPEX that we're aiming for. As well, as I said, it's part of the planning process. So you move in at an earlier stage and get your water table down in preparation for mining a pit. And as I said, that we have several ways to manage that, and it's just another operational component.
Okay, on to the next question, and it talks about that you guys, Osisko, is looking for a Pine Point feasibility study with 50 million tons at 6% combined lead zinc. But going back to that 2017 PEA, it looked like there was about 35 million tons at around 3%. This is based on prior drill results as well. You have been drilling, though, over that 6% a lot of the time combined lead zinc. How does this all play into moving forward on getting a feasibility study out or a PEA and looking at potentially higher concentrations of lead and zinc?
Yeah, some of the previous work that was in the engineering studies was, first of all, in different areas than we are looking. Some of it was west of the Buffalo River. The last PEA in 2017 looked at those deposits west of the Buffalo River all the way to the eastern extremity with a strike length of about 65 kilometers. We're looking at, again, that central core 20 kilometers that is in the same areas where Taminco successfully mined for over 20 years. And we're looking at a host of historical deposits that we're drilling to upgrade, and they're closer to a target of 5-6%. And that's where we have our drills focused. So what you're seeing in the press results that we've news releases that we've been putting out is you're getting kind of two groups in general, a 5-meter interval where it's well in excess of 6%, or a 10-meter interval when it's closer to the 5-6%. And that is combined lead zinc. We use that number just for simplicity because the prices are quite similar. So that's what we're looking at. Tabular bodies around 5-6% that in the case of the East Mill Zone are above 50 meters. And in the case of the Central Zone, it'll be more like 50 to 100 meters deep. And so that's how we're going to develop or convert and upgrade the historical resources. And we should see that an overall resource base in that central 20 kilometers, not the other reports that were to the east or west, but where we're targeting, we have the funds that we need to drill off those historical deposits, and that is the grade range that we're aiming for from the deposits that we see. We have to remember that two things is that, first of all, this is open pit. It's a unique opportunity to be mining zinc in open pit. Red Dog is another large, the world's largest zinc mine. It is open pittable. But if you take Red Dog out of the formula, probably 95% of zinc production worldwide is underground. So these do not compare to the grades needed for underground. So the 5-6% is going to be above the cutoff, which should fall somewhere between 1-2%. So compared to, I've been saying this to others, is, you know, the grade of 5-6% is roughly equivalent to a 2.2 gram per ton gold grade in an open pit. You know, that's a very general statement, but it's good high grade for open pitable resources. So the Pine Point feasibility is planned to focus on that 20 kilometers that's in the center of the 65 kilometers. So we're drilling off new deposits, where and it's in the area where Taminco mined successfully for over 20 years.
Okay, so again, there are still other targets and other work that you have to do, but you're going to go about this in a systematic method. Jeff, appreciate your time. Thanks for answering these questions.
Thank you very much, Corey. Remember, there's lots of exploration upside here.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Frank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Frank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. send us your previously purchased precious metals, or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Franklin Limited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited. A name you can trust.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protective building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-910-5936. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-910-5936. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-910-5936. 1-800-910-5936.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back. Continuing to listen to the first hour of the weekend edition of the KE Report. In this segment, I am joined by Jeff Christian. He is the managing partner at the CPM Group. And Jeff, let's talk a little bit about the gold market and the overall, I guess we can call it, lack of interest. I know we've talked about it a number of times, but the key fact to look forward to is what will cause a change in the sentiment for the gold market for the positive. It seems like right now a lot of the sellers are washed out, but quite frankly, none of the buyers are interested. There's always the potential of buyers being in a market, but that being said, there's always the potential of buyers being distracted. A general comment to kick us off here. What needs to happen? What's going to happen for investors to shine a better light on the precious metals?
Yeah, there's got to be something, and it's probably going to be, you know, exogenous or outside the gold market. It's going to be economic or political or financial market, or some combination of those factors that's going to materialize, that's going to cause investors or some subset of the investment community collectively say, ooh, we should be buying gold. And right now, you know, you've got a lot of people who are looking at the world and they're saying, okay, we really are, looking vulnerable to another financial crisis, and, you know, not a garden variety recession, but a major, substantial financial crisis like we saw in 2008, 2009. Not quite sure when it's going to happen or what's going to trigger it, but, you know, we're cautious there. So to some extent, some of these risks are baked into the gold price already. And, you know, the fact that the price has held up above 1250, there are any number of people who tell you how low gold prices are at 1250, but the fact is that 1250 is 1250, 1280, 1300. These are, you know, historically high gold prices. So you do have some of it there, but, you know, I think investors are really waiting for something to really tell them that the party's over. And you have to take it into context. I mean, from 2009, you know, we had this terrible financial crisis, and a lot of people were convinced that the financial system was going to collapse, and it didn't. And if you look at the S&P as an indicator, it's been moving from strength to strength, really from 2009 until earlier this year. Now it's giving people pause. But there are any number of people who say, well, is this another false start of a recession? Because for so many years, people were concerned that this thing couldn't last and that there was going to be another financial crisis. And it didn't happen, and the stock market moved from strength to strength, and the bond market moved from strength to strength, and the gold price fell and didn't rise for many years. So I think that there are a lot of people who are extremely cautious, and you know, they don't want to leave the stock party yet. They don't want to leave until the last minute. So there are people watching gold, but they're not buying. And it's going to take something, and I don't know what it's going to be. It could be a recession, and it could be a recession that's triggered by trade wars. But, you know, it could be in the next few months, or it could be 4 years from now. It's hard to say, but it's out there, and investors aren't going to buy until they see it coming over the hill.
You're absolutely right. And in all fairness, there always are warning signs for the next recession, for the next economic issue, but you know what? We are long in the tooth for this economic recovery. But talking about how you said there already is maybe a little bit of a fear trade built into the gold price, and that's why we are in the 1200, 1250, all of these type of areas. But we're also getting that kind of fear trade into currencies, you could say, especially the U.S. dollar. How much do you think the rise in the U.S. dollar and the overall willingness of, I believe, foreign entities to put money into the dollar is also keeping a cap on the precious metals?
That's definitely a factor. And, you know, it's this ironic thing that the U.S. economy and the U.S. financial system are the root cause of a lot of the problems that will come home to roost, but yet the liquidity sink that you look for to protect yourself from that is the U.S. dollar. And you've definitely seen people moving into the U.S. dollar over the last several weeks and couple months in anticipation of more hostile economic conditions. And that is clearly distracting some money from gold. You know, so I think that that's out there, and it's another factor that's just keeping gold from rising, at least for now.
Yeah, I agree with you. Now, in terms of a general economic breakdown, a lot of the gold bugs point to some action like that in the markets, in the economies that would lead more and more investors into gold. But one thing to consider is that it's actually good to have cash, not necessarily gold, during an economic breakdown, because the gold price, precious metals prices, including commodities across the board, they all get hit together.
Yeah, you know, in 2005, 2006, 2007, we were talking to our clients and to our investor clients and ourselves and other people, and we were saying, look, you know, things are actually humming along pretty well here right now, but something will go wrong. It probably will be in some obscure sector of the debt market, and it probably is going to be quite traumatic to the overall economy when it happens. And what you do to prepare for that is you build up cash reserves, you build up gold, and you get rid of debt, because you don't want to have debt when it goes down, but you do want to have cash and gold, because gold will rise ultimately. Gold will initially fall with everything else as people seek cash to meet margin requirements, but once that first fall is over, gold will rise more sharply. And meanwhile, you want to have cash, because everything gets dragged down in a debt bomb financial crisis. And when everything is down, you want to have the cash to buy things at deep, deep discount, the same way that some people did in 2009, 2010. Yeah, the U.S. Treasury Secretary, Steve Mnuchin, made his fortune by foreclosing on people's mortgages in 2009, 2010. You know, he was a slumlord. He did that because he had the cash. It's the way it is.
If you have that cash, you do have that ability to take advantage of some extremely low prices, but you also do have to be willing to buy when nobody else is really looking to buy, but timed with that ability is having cash. Can we also get a quick comment on what's going on in base metals, and even particularly copper with its recent sell-off in the last 3 weeks? It went through a spike at the beginning of June to some recent highs, but then pulled back and has continued to pull back right around that $3 mark now. Is that foretelling maybe a little bit more weakness in global economies, or is this more just trade fears, trade wars, something that can all dissipate in a matter of hours or days?
It's not going to dissipate in a matter of days. I think that people are looking at the global economy and they're saying that, you know, we're probably heading toward a recession. It could be a shallow recession, but it could be a very deep recession if the trade war issues and other factors kick in. And I think that there was a view, I mean, you know, we saw the big rise in early June, and part of that was just sort of having to do, I think, with some trade issues in the futures market. And that's behind us now. And as soon as that was resolved after a week or two, the price came off and came off with a thud. And I think that that's what you're seeing in the copper market and in the other base metals markets are people, in institutional investors and others, who are preparing for recessionary economic conditions.
All right. There you have it from Jeff Christian. Jeff, it's always great having you on the show. I appreciate the way that you look at the markets, very level-headed, understanding that it's not just all about resources. It's a big world out there and many different aspects to consider in terms of the investors that are always invested and the investors that you want to come into the sector that, quite frankly, are not interested right now. Jeff, great having you on the weekend show. I hope you have a great rest of your weekend. Thank you.
For listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Now there's a proven powerful anti-inflammatory that absorbs 40 times better. Yes, Nano Curcumin Plus from One Planet Nutrition contains smaller particle size that allows absorption over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Nano Curcumin Plus may also help reduce pain and inflammation, detoxify, and help against heart disease and diabetes. Nano Curcumin Plus is now on sale at OnePlanetNutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at OnePlanetNutrition.com. The next generation of nutritional supplementation.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation?
Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Welcome back here to wrap up the first hour of the weekend edition of the KE Report. Happy to report that I am chatting with Peter Buchvar, the Chief Investment Officer at Bleakley Advisory Group. Peter, it's been a little while, actually, since we last chatted and got an update from you. So a number of topics that I think we can touch on. One that has been around now for a number of months, and that is the whole tariff talk. We have now some other countries almost lashing back at the U.S. in terms of, if you're going to put a tariff on me, then I'm going to put a tariff right back on you. We have Canada doing this. We have China doing this. Let's first focus on some of the retaliation measures that the U.S. is seeing from these other countries who, in all fairness, were very close allies, still are close allies, but they're not taking very kindly to these tariffs that Trump has been putting on these other countries.
Well, the whole point of us threatening tariffs and proposing them and actually implementing them was to encourage these other countries to come to the negotiating table, come to an agreement on hopefully lowering tariffs for everybody, or at least evening them out to create something that's more level. But instead, we've just instigated a now back and forth where it doesn't seem to be leading to any negotiation, even though the president says it is. And instead, we're getting tariffs back and forth. And as you mentioned, Canada is about to slap a bunch of tariffs on a variety of products, and China and the U.S. will go back and forth, assuming nothing else changes. So we saw Harley Davidson now finally actually quantifying the impact. I mean, they're getting hit in two ways. Firstly, through the rise in steel and aluminum prices as it raises the cost of them producing their motorcycles. And then, of course, it's now more expensive for them to ship them to Europe with the tariff that was just slapped on them. We can assume that second quarter earnings are going to be flooded with discussions about tariffs and its impact, and how companies plan on dealing with it, whether they're going to have to eat it themselves to either all or to some extent, and or try to pass it on to customers. Harley Davidson, it could cost them $90 to $100 million in extra costs over a 12-month time frame. They're going to do their best to keep themselves from raising prices on consumers, but you have to wonder how long they can keep that up.
Well, you mentioned it there, that the overall strategy around these tariffs has been, at least stated to be, to get other countries to the table to get some better trade deals for the U.S. But right now, it seems like we are only going in the wrong direction in terms of pissing other countries off. And quite frankly, they're having no trade deals done. We've actually just had more trade deals thrown out the window than actually negotiations that sound like they're making any progress. Do you think this is turning into a long-term issue then, that it's now even going to be tougher to get some of these trade deals done?
I think this can drag on for another year. And I say another year because by the middle of next year, we're going to start talking about the 2020 elections. And if this is, you know, the president obviously wants a win. How he's going to win, I'm not exactly sure. But if there's an economic impact that's negative by this time next year, you can be sure the administration is going to be backing away. And we can obviously, we'll be able to see the impact well before a year from now. And also, even though that President Xi is not going to be able, doesn't have to run for re-election, you still have to wonder if the economic impact is to slow the Chinese economy throughout this, how long he's going to be able to weather that politically for himself.
That's a good comment, too, because you do need to consider what's going on politically in other countries. And quite frankly, with the tack that the U.S. is taking, it is really turning kind of public sentiment in other countries against the U.S., even though they actually do want some deals to be done. Or I do believe that Trump wants some deals to be done. He's just not making progress towards those deals. And we're seeing that carry over into the markets, some uneasiness. But I think even more noteworthy is what's been happening in the Chinese, the Shanghai Index, down about 15% year to date. It was down 20% not that long ago. What do you think is in the carryover impact that a falling Chinese market, if it continues, could have, not just in China, but also globally, especially in the U.S.?
Well, I can broaden that out. The MSCI Global Stock Market Index, ex-U.S., is back to where it was last fall. So it's China, yes, but it's a variety of other Asian markets and also in Europe. And I think that that's a global bellwether on people's concerns. I mean, look at Europe. Year to date, the Euro Stoxx 50 is down 3%. The DAX is down 4.7%. The FTSE is down. The Swiss stock market's down 8%. You mentioned China. Look, the Nikkei is down 2%. So it is a global phenomenon outside of the U.S. market, which is really just being kept afloat by big cap tech and U.S. small caps, where people think, I think delusionally, that somehow U.S. small caps are going to be immune to what's going on. But getting back to China, you know, they have certainly an issue with slowing growth. They're trying to deal with an enormous debt bubble that they've created over the past 10 years and how to manage the deleveraging of that, how to shrink the size of the shadow banking system and bring a lot of transparency and loans back onto bank balance sheets where people can see them. So they're trying to thread a needle here between trying to still grow north of 6%, but at the same time dealing with all these excesses, at the same time dealing with Trump and all the trade stuff back and forth. And it's not an easy thing for them. The markets have gotten much cheaper because of this pullback. And I actually find, if anybody with a long-term time horizon, I think that the emerging markets in Asia, particularly China, are very attractive over the next 5 years.
Now, how does that relate to what we are seeing in U.S. markets? The U.S. markets have still been relatively resilient, as you said, led by tech and small caps, but we've also seen a fairly significant increase in the U.S. dollar. A lot of the argument has been made that it's foreign investors looking at the U.S. as still almost a safer investment or almost a safe haven play moving into U.S. equities and the U.S. dollar. Do you buy into that?
Well, I mean, I understand the thought process that we can weather this better than others, but I think looking at U.S. valuations, looking at the what I consider the intensification of monetary tightening, with not just more with another rate hike this year coming, or possibly even two, but quantitative tightening, which in Q3 is going to ramp to $101 billion from $90 billion, headed to $150 billion in Q4. I don't see where the safety trade there is.
Hey, that's fair. But again, talking about now the central banks, there are a more hawkish stance being taken, especially from the Fed, and the ECB is talking more hawkish, but we haven't seen too many actions in terms of actually being hawkish with their monetary policy. But as we see this liquidity maybe dry up just a little bit more as the Fed is taking, well, unwinding some of their balance sheet at a now faster rate, or soon to be a faster rate than how much the ECB is going to be injecting into the markets, where does this impact investors the most, or which markets get impacted the most in your eyes?
Well, to your quick point before I answer that, to the ECB, so beginning in July, the Fed will be taking out $40 billion a month. The ECB will be injecting $35 billion a month. So this is the first time in years that there's actually going to be a net reduction in the amount of liquidity if you combine the two balance sheets, the Fed and the ECB. That picks up in a much more pronounced way in Q4 when the Fed increases QT and the ECB cuts in half again their QE. So just to keep that in mind. The answer to the question is any asset that got inflated via this policy, and that's global stock markets, that's global bond markets, that is high-end apartments in New York City, that is antique cars, that is paintings, that is million-dollar-plus comic books. It can be a variety of things that respond to this tightening of liquidity.
That is true. So I guess that just leaves kind of the big question mark as to where it will be impacted. Where do you see a sweet spot right now, considering, I think, taking a step back, you would have thought that interest rates, you would think, should be going up as the major players, central banks, are slowly stepping away, especially the Fed, but the 10-year seems stuck right around that 3% level. As we're recording this, it's around 2.85%. We're seeing a tightening of the yield curve. That long end just cannot make a move higher, it seems like. It's very much stuck.
Well, I think one of the reasons is the dovishness we've seen the past couple of weeks from Draghi that just collapsed long-term interest rates in Europe. I mean, the German 10-year is back down to 30 basis points. And I think that also, in addition to Draghi, you also had the blow-up in the Italian bond market, which also helped to suppress German yields, as Germany is now this flight to safety again. So I think that is a factor. I think I'm most worried about the European bond market. I mean, I think that is the bubble of epic proportions.
Hey, I completely agree with you, Peter, and I've been on record saying that along with you, is that this is a very different landscape that we're in. And just this year, in the first 6 months, we have seen some much more significant market moves than we saw all last year. Peter, it's great having you on the show. I thank you for taking some time, and I hope you have a great rest of your weekend.
Yep, you too.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own, and only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code RADIO at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.